Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, it's Friday. So here's what we're going to do. Call-in portion of the show. Yes, we have one of those now. I've got another interview. I've got a sandwich in. We're going to do that quick, too. For the rest of the hour, and I'm going to also pack in content that you love, 800-905-0989. It's the text line, but it's also the call-in line. Anything from the week is back on the table, 800-905-0989. While producer Tim stacks and racks the phone calls, I want to play this for you, what Ron DeSantis did. You heard Trump earlier saying, no, me and Elon Musk have not broken up, and basically Congress extorted me. The only way I'm getting my agenda through is to let them spend like drunken sailors. I'll have to cut it later. Ron DeSantis, understanding, and he's not wrong, governor of Florida. Look, if Trump gets sued, the judges stop him and he can't cut it later. The size of this big, beautiful bill is a disaster. And he's not wrong about this. He's the only one in, you know, I would say among Republican leaders in the country, the way to describe it, calling out the Republican leadership for how bad they are.
The bill I'm going to sign today is legislation that is going to allow Florida to recognize gold and silver as legal tender in our state. And we have the ability to do that under the federal constitution. There are only two states that have done it thus far. They're smaller states. We are the first large state to step up and to get this done. And this legislation will authorize money services business like check cashers or PayPal to transmit and accept payment in gold and silver. That means these precious metals can start functioning like real currency again, not just investment vehicles for the wealthy. And you notice what's happened in recent weeks and months. How has gold gone down or has gold gone up? Gold's gone up big time because investors are looking at this and they're hedging against, they see the bond yields have gone up. I think they moderate a little today, but when people start seeing that, gold is a place they're going to. So it's not just an investment, it'll be something that you're gonna be able to use, and it's something that is very likely to hold its value, certainly compared to fiat currency. Now, we've seen the downgrade and the credit rating over multiple administrations. We've seen a lot of problems with the DC swamp. This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar.
And why is that necessary? Here's the bombshell part. And again, folks, every Republican is terrified at this point to call out GOP leadership and to say what the truth is. but not DeSantis. He blistered them over what they did to Elon Musk.
It's a little frustrating. You know, Elon Musk went into this DOGE effort. He was getting lampooned. I mean, like, they're firebombing his Tesla dealerships. Media smearing him relentlessly. His businesses suffered all this stuff because he basically said, look, we can't keep doing this, and we need to moderate and reduce the amount of money that the federal government is spending. And yet, we have a Republican Congress, and to this day, we're in the end of May, past Memorial Day, and not 1 cent in DOGE cuts have been implemented by the Congress.
I know, it's
outrageous. One of the reasons why we need a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Yep, he's right. And folks, right now, that takes an incredible amount of courage to call out GOP leadership. They are just stone cold. I mean, they're just out of control. And that's essentially what Trump said, if you kind of parse what he said when he was asked about Elon Musk, saying he was very disappointed in the big, beautiful bill. Trump's basically saying, well, you know, I got to get my agenda through, and this is what they want to spend in Congress. I got no other way. He's not wrong about that. It's just an is-what-it-is kind of thing. Okay. Meanwhile, folks, in a statement that would only make sense to the liberal media, the president of South Africa, who likes to kill white people, or at least thinks it's okay, it's not that controversial, still spinning from Trump absolutely mocking him. And he should. He deserves to be mocked. When you have over 4,000 dead farmers, wives raped, most of them hacked to death with axes, which is the preferred method, and you want to pretend that's okay, that's all very normal? Not cool. Anyway, did you hear what he said this week? I didn't get to this earlier. It was fantastic. This is his defense of the chance from the number two political party in the country, they have a lot of seats in parliament, to kill white people, which we're told is all very normal. Nothing wrong with it. Look, just ignore the 4,000 dead bodies acknowledged by the New York Times. That's not a lot. I mean, shit, it's like since 1994. It's only 4,000. I mean, it was kind of bloody, but, you know. Take a listen to this from South African President Ramaphosa, still defending himself after Trump humiliated him.
It's not a matter where we need to be instructed by anyone. We are a very proud sovereign country. You know, that slogan, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, is a liberation chant.
Liberation.
And slogan. And it's not meant to be a message that elicits or calls upon anyone to go and be killed. And that is what our court decided. So they will probably want to arrest people willy-nilly. We follow the dictates of our constitution. And we are a country where freedom of expression is the bedrock of our constitutional arrangements.
That is outrageous. Well, no. When we say kill white people, kill the Boer, which is what Boer is a word for the white farmer, which is what Trump played for him. He said, oh, silly. You're just misunderstanding. We didn't mean like kill, like the 4,000 dead people who we killed and then took their land. No, not like that. Like, we meant it like it's a liberation chant. And we can't have these murderers arrested willy-nilly. When we physically take their land and brutalize them, butchering men, women, and children, we can't have that. And it's all very constitutional, you understand. Trump was just confused. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
slots, and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. This is the call-in portion of the show for the week. So anything from the week that was is back on the table. 800-905-0989. It's going all the way back to Monday again. 800-905-0989. That is also the text line. So if you don't have time to call, you can always send me a text as well. Okay, let's jump on the text line. In the meantime, texter writes, Tara, Mike is a little Johnson, not a big Johnson. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, wish I moved to Florida. Yeah, really cool that Florida this week became the second state where you can actually use your gold to purchase things, which you should be able to do anyway. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Karl Marx was actually a total mooch. He lived off everybody around him. Sound familiar? Yes, it does. The texter writes, Tara, does this mean that all of Elon's Doge team will leave now? Also, no, they're doubling down. In fact, they won a major court ruling this week, which I thought was one of the biggest stories this week. Finally allowing them to access all 1.5 billion Treasury payments the Democrats had sued to keep Doge, but also Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent from accessing them. Gotta wonder why. And we're about to find out, by the way, because 48 hours ago they got access. They are inside the machine, despite Democrat efforts. You know why? There's massive fraud there. There is. Do not be surprised if we don't ultimately find that $1 trillion Elon Musk said he thought was out there. Everybody's laughed at him and said, oh, you only found $175 billion. No, it's going to be a lot more than that. And look, folks, what's going on right now, Trump, if you've noticed, they've gotten very quiet about what Doge is doing. One of the things we heard about in the beginning that was very exciting and then never really heard about again was the $500 billion that was going out the door every year to pay for expired programs. Remember that? Programs no longer authorized by Congress. Some of them hadn't been authorized by Congress for decades. Some of them were from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. We're still paying out on them. Who are we paying? Remember when Elon Musk sent the emails out to try to figure out, like, do you have a manager? Or, yeah, 50% of those emails didn't come back. How much again? $500 billion a year. Unauthorized by Congress. Programs that have no oversight because they expired. But the payments still go. And then nothing came of that. Do you notice that? Nothing more was said. You know why? Because if Republicans in Congress figure out that $500 billion is out there, they'll spend it. That's why they've gone quiet. You've got, again, Scott Bessent saying, look, a third of the payments that we are allowed to look at by the courts, and they just won the ability to look at all of them. A third of the payments out of the Treasury are invalid. In other words, they're fraudulent. They're not legal. And he said it's a little more than a third. Folks, there is the Leviathan of fraud out there. It is massive. And that's why Trump's not worried about doing the cuts. I'm telling you, this is all going to come down and look like a genius. And I hope I'm not overestimating it. I'm just going with what they're saying. So now Musk, who's been way too exposed on this, is leaving. But Doge is continuing on. They, again, just won a major victory. So Texter writes, Tara, Trump needs to get the CIA out of Ukraine. Yes, he does. In fact, folks, UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter this week just was going on every show that would have him explaining this. That, look, Trump's got some really bad information on Ukraine. He got caught flat-footed by a reporter and didn't seem to know about the drone storm from NATO and to me, this is incredible because I've been telling you about it for months. I mean, every time Putin starts to come to the table and it looks like, wow, Trump could win a Pulitzer for peace here, the mass bombing starts, the droning, the missiles, and it starts again. And they bomb the heck out of Russia. And look, I don't care if they kill each other. It's immaterial to me. But nobody told Trump. And here's the danger of it, okay, in response to that text and the text line. Here's Scott Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, one of those who really does understand this conflict. And to understand it, you have to have followed it for 15 years, not just when Putin invaded. Here's the problem. Those drones striking Russia are ours. Trump told Pete Hegseth to resume sending them in the ammo, too. We are in mortal danger.
Democrat.
That if the Ukrainian drones actually targeted the Russian president, they did not do so in a vacuum. That there would have been assistance provided by the West,
yep.
Which means that the West is targeting the Russian president.
Yep.
And if you read the Russian nuclear doctrine, this is a trigger for Russian nuclear retaliation or preemptive strikes.
Yep.
So this is, you know, who's playing with fire here?
Yeah.
It's not Vladimir Putin that's playing with fire. It's Ukraine and the West that are playing with fire.
Yeah, that was a hit job. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, that drone, that alleged drone swarm on Putin's choppers is flying into Kursk. As you say, that could not have been carried out without the help of, for example, MI6 or the CIA. You've got to have some kind of international help to get that kind of thing coordinated.
And that's what I've been afraid of all week. That the people coordinating that strike, that it's our government behind Trump's back. Folks, understand, had Putin died in that drone storm, in that drone swarm around his helicopter, and they also did the largest, you know, drone bombing run in Russia, that triggers Russian nuclear doctrine. If Putin dies, and they've tried to kill him three times, by they, NATO, and Ukraine, anything Ukraine does is just NATO. NATO has no ability to do anything. Putin dies, their nuclear doctrine, which is published, is they hit whoever did it. They're already threatening to hit Germany after this week. I mean, this is serious stuff. And once that happens, it's on. I mean, it is on. When it's so serious that Putin moves 50,000 troops to the border in retaliation, and Trump's like, what's he doing? It's just really random. I don't know what he's doing. You don't know about the drone strikes? And you know what's really scary about that? Please God, they weren't ours. And we know the drones were. But the coordinating, please God, they weren't ours. If they had killed him, oh my gosh. And Putin and Trump didn't even, listen to this. This is crazy. Trump didn't even know. He had no idea that Trump, and by the way, this idea, a lot of people in the West are saying, oh no, Putin wasn't. They're just making that up. Folks, they tried to assassinate him last month and we acknowledged it. They have been trying to kill him. Which, look, I don't care if he lives or dies, but the problem is the Russian nuclear doctrine is they respond with overwhelming force.
Can I follow up on that? A Russian commander reportedly said that Putin was almost caught in the middle of a drone attack from Ukraine. So do you have any...
I haven't heard that, but maybe that would be a reason. I don't know, but I have not heard that.
President Trump, Secretary...
You didn't hear that? It was all over X. Anyway, the good news is... that audio cut went all over X of him not knowing anything that's going on the ground in Ukraine, apparently. I don't know who his advisors are. And Lavrov came out and addressed it and said, okay, good. All right, cool. Because we thought the president was conducting basically war on us. And now we know he just doesn't know what his country's doing. He needs new advisors like ASAP. Either that or he needs to call up Mike Flynn and get caught up on what's going on. Because when he blasted Putin this week after Putin was nearly assassinated and it was likely our drones that did it. Folks, this has been the scariest week I've seen in a long time.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.